I'd like to open up today's Parsha Shir with Hakdama. Hakdama that is important for every shmooze, but specifically this shmooze. Chalila, do I think that we could have the right to judge, to pretend that we understand the level of the Avos, who the Avos were, to even relate to the level and Kedusha that the Avos were on, and therefore nothing should be misconstrued as any level of Musar criticism of any of the Avos that I'm making a disclaimer that I do not understand. Afal Pichein, the Torah does send messages, which is what we try to do and to connect to the Parashiyas HaShavua, that on our level does relate to the reality that we live in. I don't think that those two things are contradictions. I can understand that on a deeper level I don't understand, but I could also relate to certain messages that I think may pertain to my life or to this year, Tufshin Pei 2019, that seem to be some sort of subtle message going on in the Torah. And with that I begin. With a lot of kashas, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of kashas that have been bothering me for a long time. The pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Vayishlach, Yaakov is getting ready to meet Esav, putting in all his preparation, and then finally, Vayokam Balailahu, Vayikach, Eshtei Noshav, Veshtei Shivchoysav, Ves Achad Arsar Yilodov, Vayavor es Ma'abar Yabok. When Yaakov is approaching his brother with all the preparation, the Torah says that he transported his wives, his shvachos, and his 11 children. And the kasha is, Rashi asks, where is that girl that we're all familiar with? V'dina heichan haisa. Where was Dina? Zogt Rashi, nasna b'teva. V'na'al b'faneh. Rashi says, Yaakov put her in a box. And then Rashi quotes Chazal, and Yaakov was punished for such a action. He shouldn't have locked her up in a box. Maral quoting the many of the Mefarshei Rashi, Sifsei Chachamim already has this kasha, the Reim has this kasha. Who says Dina wasn't there? How do you know Dina wasn't there? Yesh makshim minalei shedina lo haisa b'minyan ha'yilodim. How do you know Dina wasn't there? So the Olam's mitareitz the chol hashvatim matzinu chanina chutz mi binyamin. K'moy shepariyah pirish Rashi l'kamon perak mem gimel etzel alohim yechan chabni v'mechem hashvatim lo yasham lo yachanina b'chol hashvatim. The psukim later on in Perek Mem Gimel refer to all the shvatim with a lashon of chanina, which comes out of this week's parasha, and if that lashon wasn't attributed to what? To all the Yud Aleph Shvatim, so then why would they say, why would it say by all of Yud Aleph when it said later on in Perek Mem Gimel? So it must be that they were all there. So Maharal asks a very simple question. That's the reason? Maybe one of them went to the bodega and came back. How do you know that right now when they were passing Ma'avir Yabok that it was Dino was one of the 11 and one of the guys happened to, you know, had an appointment, whatever, it was at the barber and then came later on and met up with them. Just because later on in the conversation that phraseology is used and then we use that Lagabe all the Yud Aleph Shvatim doesn't mean right now that Dino's not here. Me'echit teisi that Dino's not here. Maral says, I don't like this teretz. Maral says, shvacha teretz. Where do you see in the pasuk that Dina's not here? Don't tell me because of the Lashon Chanina that said later on and then is attributed to all the Yud Aleph Shvatim, that's a shvacha teretz. Because there are other possibilities. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. In Parshas Dina. I told you, Rabbi Isai, I'm dealing with Yatzonis. I'm on my own this Shabbos with the boys. Vateitze Dina bas Leia. Dina went out, the daughter of Leia. Asher yolda li Yaakov. Liros bibnoisa aretz. The Parsha of Shechem, the Parsha of Dina, starts off in a very odd way. Atetze Dina Basleya Shel Yolda Liyakov Liros Bibnoisa Aretz. So many kashas just on that pasuk. Atetze Dina Basleya Asher Yolda Liyakov. It's not Bas Yaakov. It's only Basleya Asher Yolda Liyakov. Well, since when did she get this name? And where's she going already? Lirois bivnois haaretz. I don't even know what that means. To see in the land, in the daughters of the land. Lirois bivnois haaretz. So it's Rashi basleya v'loy bas Yaakov. Rashi picks up on this diak. El al shem yitziyosa nikras basleya sha'afi yotzonis. Torah says, like mother, like daughter. This is where Chazal get that phrase from. Ki'ima kibito, the Medrash, on this week's parasha, on that pasuk. She never vateitze Leah lekrosa, just like Leah was a yatzonis, she went out, so too Dina went out. Marav Rabbeisai, is that something that's ridiculing Dina? Is that speaking negatively of Dina? Was Leah's yatzonis a problem, Rabbeisai? Or was Leah's Yatzonis a reason why we have the Shiftei Ka? That she went out to go try to be with Yaakov, and it was something that was praised by Chazal. What's the tone of this Rashi? We always say, oh, Yatzonis, she shouldn't have gone out, she shouldn't have done this. But is that really accurate? She shouldn't have? Or is Rashi saying, no, this was part of her mother's nature? And why is it Dafke, not Bas Yaakov? But Rabbi Isai, to highlight this question, not Bas Yaakov, Tigman, skip to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel, one Pasuk later. Right? I'm skipping Vayaros Hashchem, the story is happening, Shechem finds her. And then what happens? How does she get stuck with Shechem, Rabbi Isai? Listen to the pasuk. I didn't see anyone be medayik this. Vatidbok nafshoi bedino bas who? Bas Yaakov. Who is she? Is she bas Leah or is she bas Yaakov? And if you want to tell me, oh, gevalde gevort, she's got to be bas Leah. Why? Because of this, because of that. So then why are you inconsistent, the pasuk later? Suddenly, why'd she get a new nickname? Are we calling her Bas Leah or are we calling her Bas Yaakov? Which one? Make up your mind. You want to give me a word? That's great. Just be consistent. One pasuk later, Shechem starts talking to her, Bas Yaakov. I thought she was Bas Leah. pliyatsuma. What's the pshat? What's going on over here? Why would she be a Bas Leah? Why would she be a Bas Yaakov? Where does this whole Bas Leah come from? Who is Dina? Where's that name from? What is that name all about? Let's go back to Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze, Perek Lamed. Lengthy psukim. Perek Chavtes, Perek Lamed. All of us, Vatar Leah, Vatelid Bain, Vatikrashmai Ruvin. Ki Omra Ki Ra Es Hashem Ki Ra Hashem Be'onye. I'm going to explain to you why I call my son Reuven, because Hashem saw me in my affliction. Vataro Vatelid Bain, and then she was pregnant, and she gave birth. Atomer Ki Shama Hashem Ki Snu Anoichi. Hashem heard that I was the hated one. Vayitin Legamezev Vatikrashmo Shimon. That's the explanation to his name Shimon. I'm just like a, you know, over the bagels and cream cheese and the lox, you know, to, you know, explain why I named this child a name, a nice, you know, kashmak. He will ask, my husband will escort me. Kilad de lo shlosha bonim al kain karashmo levi. Beautiful explanations. Now I'm going to call this one. This is the time that I'm going to thank Hashem. I got more than my portion, more than I was deserving. I'm going to thank Hashem. I'm going to call him Yehuda. Beautiful, beautiful bris milah speeches. Excellent. This is why we named him. And this grandfather and that grandfather. Excellent. Beautiful speeches. There's one speech that I have a problem with, Rabbi Yosei. Who's the problem that I have a speech with? Problem with his... What? The Achar Yoldo Bas Vatikra Shma Dina. I remember my brother told me when he had his daughter, he had a son and then he had a daughter. And I remember I was like in college then. So he told me, he's like, it's such a difference. So if you have a boy, mom, you call him the mole. You have to, right away, guys, you have to make sure. The first, before you call anyone else, maybe you book that mole. You make sure that he's there. You book that. You got to make sure that you got not a lot of time, and they run, and the good ones, you know, are booked up quickly, and you got to get the hall, and then everything's got to work out. So don't hesitate with that. And you got to, and it's a lot of pressure. Shalom Zachar. Sometimes it's Erev Shabbos. You got to make sure it's Shalom Zachar. All everything is Masudr, you know, and everything works out, and this and that. It's so much to, you know, you can't even enjoy the celebration. And then my brother said he had a girl. It's calm. Hashem could enjoy it. You know, we'll do the kiddush the time, the right time. I tell everyone, you don't have to rush to give a name. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be the first, second. Don't worry, relax, take it easy. Baruch Hashem. He's like, it's a different experience. Mom's enjoying my child. I said, if the big simcha is not the bris milah, but is the piercing of the ears. That's, you have a few years for that. V'yachar yol de bas v'tikra shmodino. Who, what, where, why? Explanation. Vachar. Oh, by the way. Oh, Achar, yeah. His daughter. There's a girl. What happened? Where's that name Dina come from? What? Din. Where's that one Din? So Rashi says, quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas, telling us that Dina felt bad. Dina knew that she was about to have a Zachar. Leah knew that she was about to have a Zachar. And she davened that it shouldn't be a Zachar. That should be a female, so that her sister should be Zoyche to not have less Shvatim than the Shivchas. But there's another Pshat, Rabbi say. It's a Pshat of the Targum Yonis. A few years ago, I wrote an article for the, what's it called? To go. The Torah to go. And about in the Geirus one, about surrogacy. And I quoted this Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says something incredible over here. Targum Yonison says, and I'll tell you why in a second when I'm quoting this, that it wasn't just that she davened that it should be a Nekeva and not a Zohar. Does anyone know what the Targum Yonison says? It was actually a fetus transfer.
which, by the way, you look in next week's parsha, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yosef Mesalsel Bersairo. Yosef had some feminine qualities because he was supposed to be a girl, according to his Targum Yonasan. Listen to what the Alshich says. The Alshich says, Batetze Dina Basleya, in the parsha of Shechem, in our parsha, a Yatsonis. She said that that all came because she had this masculine tendency, because she came the opposite. Rabbi say, even if you don't go as far as the Targum Yonasan, you don't say that there was a fetus transfer. It's a fascinating Targum Yonasan. Rabbi say, what? Even according to the Pshut of the Gemara, what were they expecting before Leah Davin? What was the expectation? What was the din? She was all emanating out of a what? Out of a din. Which means what? It was a zachar that became a nekeva. It was an expected zachar that became a nekeva. Kedushas Levi says on our parsha, Batetze Leah, Bas Dina, you want to know why she's called Leah? Bas Leah? Because Bas Leah, Leah is the reason why she came into existence. In terms of Yaakov, it was going to be a zachar. In terms of Yaakov, it was going to be a different child. Who was the one that caused Dina to come into existence, Rabbi Yisai? Leah. Vatetze Bas Leah. The one who created this girl. Fascinating pshat of the Kedushas Levi. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, let's collect all of these diukim, this information, and perhaps we have a subtle message that the Torah is telling us. Vayakam balaylo hu vayikach kashtei noshe veshtei shivchoso vesachar asar yulodo vayavar esmabor yavok. Says the Maharal, you want to know why we know that Dina wasn't there, and Dina was in a box, and Dina wasn't let out of that box? Because the Pasuk says, who's passing over? Achad Asar Yilodov. The Schorg. Yilodov is Milosh and Zohar. That's what the Maharal says. But Rabbi Yisai, maybe the Maharal saying is much deeper than we think. Maybe, close your eyes for a second, imagine a family of 11 boys. Of everything about creating more and more Shvatim, Shvatim, Shvatim. Of having a speech about Yehuda, of a Shimon, of a Levi, of a Yisachar. I'm going to explain. This Shevet and that Shevet and this Zachar and that Zachar. V'acharasa Yelodov, Yelodov. And then what does the Torah say? The Torah depicts it on its own. V'achar Yelda Basdina. And what is her name from? It's as if it's an Achar. It's a Shirayim. V'achar. And what is the name Dina? Oh, she was supposed to be a boy. But she was done a din. And Leah had a cheshbon that maybe we should make a nekeva out of this to save her sister. But who was the focus, Rabbi Yisai? What was the reason? What was the sibah to give Rachel another shevet? Yelodov. V'achar yolda bas. V'teitze dina bas leo. Maybe Dina was struggling. Maybe Dina felt that she doesn't fit in with the rest of her achim. Maybe she was a little bit suppressed and in a box in terms of who she's supposed to be and her tafkid and her role in this mishpocha that's all about shiftei kah and yelodov. And what does she do? She wants to know what the role is of a woman in Klal Yisrael.
Merv Raboisai, listen to the Abar Ben El's Diyak in the Pasuk in Parsha Shechem. Vateitze Dina Basleya. She wanted to be like her mother. She wanted to be a Yatzon. Is Rashi saying in the positive sense? She wanted to be like mother, like daughter, in a good way. Leah, while he was Yatze for Kedusha Vatara. Asher Yolda Liyakov Lirois Bivnois Haaretz. To see what it's like to be a girl. What's the role of the Bas? Lirois Bivnois Haaretz. And how did she get trapped, Moira Veraboisai? How did this churban happen? Vatidbak nafshoi bedina bas Yaakov. Rashi already speaks. Rashi says different pshat, but Rashi says that, yeah, that Shechem said, "Ah, your father gets you this. I'll get you this. Your father buys a land for this amount. I'm going to buy you a palace with a mansion, with Ferraris, with everything." He spoke to her heart. That's how he trapped her. Upper Raboisai, perhaps it was going to. You're not happy there, Bas Yaakov. That's not your role. And then Mamela, it got trapped in a Shechemdik Amatzov. Maybe, perhaps, she felt all the time, Yelodov, Yelodov, Yelodov. Ve'achar Yeldobas. Maybe she didn't feel the Milo of what it means to be a Jewish woman. And maybe sometimes that's our fault. Sometimes a girl wants to know, Lirois Bifnois Haaretz, what does the Rabbeinu Shalom want from me? Instead of having the wrong Mahalich and saying, and taking all of the Maimurim of Chazal, all of Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, and spinning it that everyone's anti-woman. Sheker v'chozov. And it has to be called out. But we sometimes are responsible. We need to focus, stress, and emphasize the Mahalach and Avodas Hashem for our Banim Zcharim, and at the same time, emphasize, I'm speaking to myself, highlight, celebrate the Milo of what it means to be a Bas Yisroel. And we shouldn't want to play their role, and they shouldn't want to play our role. And if we suppress it, and if we focus on one and not the other, so then we might have to deal with difficult parshas. And they might search elsewhere. And elsewhere might be able to touch a nekuda that they relate to. I'm not going to go through everything that everyone wants to talk about, Talmud Torah, Noshim, Raboisai. The bias, the Kedushas bias, and a Beis HaMikdash Ma'at that exists in a Jewish home is based on the mother and is based on knowing the tafkid of being that role. And if that doesn't exist, Rabbi Yisai, and that is not given over to the children, and that Yerushamayim of what knowing what a Bas Yisrael's role is not there, Rabbi Yisai, then we're going to have confused children. Then we're going to have certain information that's lost that people are going to have to find elsewhere. The bracha of Shasani Kirtzono, Rabbi Yisai, Rav Kook said beautifully, is that their mom is showing. They don't need everything that we need. I don't even want to address all the kashas, because it gives... To say that one is more important than the other, of Soloveitchik, or Moshe writes in a tshuva, the raya, the proof that a woman could say, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, means they have the same Kedush as Yisrael. You know what, though? They don't need all of the structure that we as men need. No one's higher than the other one. And the two roles are necessary, and our children need both of them. But Rabbeisai, sometimes we are at fault. We approach the religion in a way that doesn't emphasize their role. And I started a chavrusa with my daughter. This week, we happen to be learning, we're learning Navi for already a while. We finished Shmuel for bas mitzvah. Now we're learning Shoftim. And just this week, when I was thinking about these diyukim, and I came across a pasuk about Ya'al, we're learning the Shira of Devorah. And the pasuk in Ya'al, by Ya'al, says that she was the heroine. She was the one who stood up for Klal Yisrael to kill Sisera. And what does the pasuk say with the fact that she was a heroine, what she did, which was so unbelievable? She was Yosheves Ba'ohel at the time that she was the heroine. I mean, they don't need to be compromised. You can be a leader in the nation, Rabbi Yisai, and don't have to compromise your tznius. Don't have to compromise your dedication to halacha. It's an unbelievable pasuk. It struck me. She killed Sisera at the same time that she was Yosheves Ba'ayah. We have to talk about the role. The role of what Sara Imenu gave us. Rivka Imenu gave us. Rachel Imenu gave us. And Chas V'Sholom, they should feel that they're second class because they're not a Zohar. Because they're not Me'achad Asar Yelodov. This Nisayon propels us and is B'chayiv us to talk about at our tables with our children, with our wives, about how sacred their role is and how necessary they are. And it can't be neglected. And it can't be approached in that wrong way, like sometimes yeshiva guys do. It's wrong. Remember, we went there to Yisrael this past summer. We had a beautiful visits to the Gedolim. We had a day with the Rebbetzin. It's Myrit. Day with the Rebbe. I wasn't able to get into Afrosh Hashchala, but I wanted to. I told my daughter I wanted to. Wish I would have been there for Afrosh Hashchala. Baruch Hashem, I had the zchus to go into her apartment, to see the way she spoke, to see the kedusha, to see the avodas Hashem, to hear the mamori chazal that she was saying, the chinuch that she had, the way she was close, so close, HaKadosh Baruch Hu running off her tongue every other word. Understanding and relating and giving etzas. It was beautiful with a simcha sachayim. Mamish, some of the yesodas that sometimes I don't even get from the yeshiva. Anchoring Klal Yisrael in what it means to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi, I always found it fascinating. What is the first time in the Torah that the Torah introduces the word binyan, which has ramifications la'alocha by Shabbos? Rabbi Yisai. Vayiven is Hatzela. Vayiven is said by who? By Chava. When she's created. When she's created, Rabbi Yisai. And she was created Kirtzono. She didn't need to fix anything, said Rav Kook. She doesn't need the same tikkunim that we do. Binyan. Binyan starts where? Not by the guys that are lifting all the bricks, really, so by the foundations. That's what a Bais Yisrael. That's what a Mikdash Ma'at needs. A woman who's proud to be a woman. A woman who's proud to be a Bais Yisrael. A woman who recognizes that even though things look different, don't let people distort things and think that one is higher than the next. That's going to lead to difficult parshas. And we need to make sure that we emphasize that. That we announce that. That we're clear about that. That we give the same attention in other ways. Not everything has to be the same. Not necessarily do you have to learn the same things, but give attention and value and respect. But not because we're being apologetic, chas v'sholom, because we recognize that it's a necessity. And there are two roles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and are needed. And they get the same schar because they're actually there. Wherever Rabbi said, look at Kabbalah Satorah. I mean, the next time you hear an anti-Jewish, you know, values statement, I mean, just approach Kabbalah Satorah Parshas Yisro. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Tagid Libnei Yisrael, what does it say? Dvarim Kashim Kegidim, you're going to say these difficult halachas. Life is not going to be simple for the man. You're going to have a lot of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. You're going to have a lot of time that you're going to have to make sure. You're going to make it on time. Sosman kriyashma. You're going to have to put on tefillin by this time. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have a lot of chiyuv Talmud Torah. And every extra second that you don't have, you better be learning the Torah. And what does the Torah say before it says, Visagid Gabdei Yisrael, that you may be sure you say these difficult halachas, Kashim Kegidim? What does the Torah say? What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Rashi says, Amira Raka to Bas Yisrael, and Tvarim Koshim Kegidim to Bnei Yisrael. But what does that mean, Lamaisa? What was said first? What was the key? What was the Mafteach? What allowed for Kabbalah Satorah? The Noshim of Am Yisrael to accept the Torah. To say we want this to happen. To say we want to make sure this is going to be a reality in Am Yisrael. If it wasn't for them to accept, there wouldn't be a continuing to the conversation. There wouldn't be a continuation. It was only once. It was Chosomer Lebesis Yaakov. Lebesis Lebnei Yisrael. Now we can get in. And we can get to some of these Kashim, Dvarim Kashim Kegidim. But if there's nothing, if there's no foundation, if there's no woman, if there's no mother, if there's no imahos, if we're just struggling to be a zachar, forget about it. If we're just arguing who's higher than who is more kedusha than who, forget about it. Kabbalah Satorah won't happen. Can't just be about the yilodim. It can't just be v'acher kach yoldo bas. It can't be a whole life of dina. You were supposed to be a boy. Or what would have been if you would have been a boy? And I'm not saying everything is simple, Rabbi Yisai. There are difficulties. And sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes Kalisha at a concert, when I'm sitting there with Simcha Leiner last month of Shabbos, and my daughter sometimes wants to go up on stage like my son, it's difficult. Oh, but what a schar. Tznius is not just about you cover your elbows or you cover certain areas. What a superficial understanding of what tznius is. Put a paroiches on something. We cover up something that mamash is kedusha. That is so special and sacred. Something that is so meaningful that chalila do we want to allow that to be in the pumbi, in the farhesia, in the public. This is kedusha. So special. The union with the Bas Yisrael is something that has to be done inside the oil, inside the bias. That's what tznius is. Tursky told me, if people would understand how you're supposed to not say yes to be a shliach tzibur, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, like the Gemara says, maybe we wouldn't all be have such rachmonas on saying, oh, they can't be the shliach tzibur. It must mean that we don't want them to come in the first place. Look at Rabbi Shechter writes what he writes about tefillah b'tzibur. It's a yoytzim min haklal. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. The Shliach Tzibur is not even supposed to be a Shliach Tzibur. We don't have a choice. We need a Shliach Tzibur. And that's why he's supposed to reject it. That's the real understanding. These are things of Kedusha B'Tara. Anything with Kedusha B'Tara has to be Mitznius. The luchos that were successful, that ended up existing, were what? Those luchos that weren't given B'Faresia with Kolos who broke him. Those were the luchos that lasted. That's what sacred stays. Chas v'Shalom, should we leave old Sifrei Torah that are puzzled around? Chas v'Shalom's going to get it in the wrong hands. Make sure it's hidden. It's ganus. And the first time I touch my wife, and I connect to my wife, and I hug my wife, is that going to be in front of everybody? For the public? Is that going to be something that I want to post on Facebook? And that's why this new shtick, we got to hug under the chuppah? Or is it going to be bitznius? Or is it going to be about kedusha? Or is it going to be about what I just made a bracha on under the chuppah? It's going to be in the yichud room. That's representative of my bias that I'm building right now. That is so special. And that I would venture to say half of these girls, if they would actually know what that means, they would all choose to first hold hands and first hug in the yichud room as opposed to in the chuppah. What are you gaining? You're proving to us we are married? Ashkoyach, you just said Harem Mekudesh Asli. We don't have any sveikis. We all announce Mekudeshes. What do you need to prove? Or do you need to make your relationship public? Or do you need to make that the relationship is not sneis? Avada, I'm not talking about sneis in terms of covering. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what the word sneis means. If people think sneis is only a halacha that relates to woman, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Sneis is the yisoid for every yid. Sneis is part of Avodas Hashem. Hatznei aleches em Hashem elokecha. What's that, just a pasuk for woman? Every action is supposed to be Hatznei aleches. Some of the most sneis people that I know are men. It's kedusha. It's understanding that I can be so influential. I can be so great, even if I live a life that's mitoicha oil, like Yael represented. It's telling Dina, we need you. We love you. And you play a different role, but a role that is just as sacred as everyone else. And it's not achar yaldavas. It's not, oh, you would have been a boy. Again, Rabbi Yisai, I highlight the disclaimer that I started off. This is not Musr. But the Torah does present things, perhaps in this door, or for us to realize certain things that might be relevant for our door. On the level, on our own level, obviously this is not Pshuta Shel Mikra. But this is definitely something that needs to be emphasized in our homes, and in our lives, and within our Jewish culture. We got to create avenues. We got to create opportunities. We have to build the gaiva of Noshim. Not to be a Noshim, but the gaiva of what the Noshim, the role is, that's clear in the Torah. And to be proud of that. And to be happy with that. And Chas v'Sholom, not to be deep down trying to be someone you're not. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, that's not going to bring you happiness. And there's something going to be missing from the house, from the bias. And I don't pretend to say that this is simple, and it's not going to be easy answers to every situation. But there has to be a yisoid that we value this and we value that. And they're both necessary. And time is given to this, and time is given to that. Chavrusa's for this, and Chavrusa for that. Our shul, we make sure we have avos ubanim, and then we have special programs for the girls. Chalil of achas, the message should be misconstrued that we only focused on one. But that doesn't necessarily mean that now we have to change the role. We can know what the role is. We could highlight that role. We could value that role. And we could emphasize that role. And we could celebrate that role. But it can't just be about the Zechara. What do you say?
It's Hashem. If we internalize this, if we bring this into our batin, and I'm not claiming to say it's simple. It's something that I need to work on, Rabbi Yisrael, but it's something I wanted to share. Meretz Hashem, you should all be zeicher to find zivugim that are proud of that role that they play, that are proud of being descendants of the Himals, that are proud of and are encouraged and will want to encourage that to the next generation. The role that's so necessary for Klal Yisrael to be that foundation that we could have the Torah HaKadosh, that we could have a Matan Torah, that we could have the growth of Am Yisrael, which without the Neshei Yaakov, the Bas Yaakov, we will not have. And we will be lost. And we need to make sure that that's understood, that the families need to stress that just as much as this. And it can't be focused in one direction or focused at certain children. Emirat Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, if we internalize that, if we enhance it, if we celebrate it, if we emphasize it, Emirat Hashem, we will be zeicher. To beautiful Yiddish and Achas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Emirat Hashem have Nachas from his kinder, from his children, from his Am Yisrael, that is playing the role that they're supposed to be playing.